And now this is a dictation. For Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Kroll, C-R-O-L-L, November 1249, address as a letter to Betsy, B-E-T-S-Y, Levant, L-E-V as in Victor, A-N-D, A-66-419-3504. Dear Mrs. Levant, follow-up for Mr. Kroll. Chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, neurogenic bladder, suprapubic catheter, has morbid obesity, started on Ozempic, no major side effects. The suprapubic catheter plaque, but he was able to unplug it. Denies infection in the urine. No fever, no nausea, vomiting, no bowel changes, good urine output after the catheter unplug. An episode of syncope when he was standing up, did not go to the emergency room, no focal deficit, no trauma. Follows cardiology at Greenville, Dr. Sevensma, S-E-V-E-N-S-M-A. Other review system negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Bumex. Anticoagulated with Eliquis. There has been no recurrence of gout. The new medication Ozempic on top of insulin. Next paragraph. Present weight 304. I repeat blood pressure. My nurse was running low. I got 130/72 on the left side. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. Occasional premature beats, morbid obesity, cannot precise internal organs, no major edema, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries are from December. Creatinine 1.97, stable over time. Representing a GFR of 35, stage 3B. Normal electrolyte, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.8, large red blood cells 104, normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B. Stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. A combination of diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, neurogenic bladder, suprapubic catheter. And does have atrial fibrillation for what he takes Eliquis. He's not on any rate control or antiarrhythmics. There is anemia, macrocytosis, but has not required EPO treatment. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. Other chemistry is stable. Come back on the next 6 months.